For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Lydia Passholt, junior forward out of Chanhassen, Minnesota. And first of all, congratulations. You're having a great season so far.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been great.
Well, you had a little bit of adversity. You had upper body injury, and you were off to a good start before that. And when you got back on the ice after your injury, it was like you just kept going where you started. What was it like dealing with that adversity?
You know, it was pretty tough because, like you said, it was going pretty well at the beginning of the season. And I think rehab and the training that I did to get back into the sport really helped. I think getting back into it, you know, muscle has memory. So I think that helped with that, too. But it's been going great so far.
Well, up until that weekend against St. Cloud State, you had 7 goals, 1 assist, 3 game-winning goals, one against Minnesota State on the road, another one against RPI on the road. What's been working for you?
You know, I think the positivity of my teammates on the bench, I think my line mates, I think we're really finding each other well on the ice, and we understand how each other plays, and we all have the different special plays that we do, and people have their skating and shooting and working hard in the corners, and I think our line brings that onto the ice, and I think it really helps us in games. We always kind of say when we get off the bench, when we score, hey, that was a line goal. It wasn't just like one of us doing something or one of us just skating around with the puck, but we always, you know, encourage each other to do better. And even with the other lines, you know, you can see that they have shooters and people that work hard and skate hard, and they're getting lots of goals too. So I think everything's working very well for us lately. So
you've been playing alongside two captains, Kiki Radke and Abby Haluska. You hadn't played alongside them coming into the season, I believe. What was that like, learning each other's kind of tendencies?
You know, we really actually didn't even know that we'd play well together. I think coach just kind of said, hey, like, you guys are gonna go together and we'll see how it goes. And we just kind of had that chemistry that we're like, wow, we are actually doing this pretty well. We all have something to bring to the table on the line. So I think that's really cool to be on a line with them too, because they're also leaders, and it's good to look up to them also. And they always, you know, sometimes I get a little upset with myself on the bench, and they're always bringing me like, hey, like, let's do this, you're okay, like, no worries, you got it. I go, you're right. And so it always helps me to have those two have my back all the time, and it's great to learn from them. So
your team is doing much better than last year. You look back on a year ago, your team got off to an 0-9-1 start. This year, a little bit shaky there, but off to a great win streak. What's it like kind of being on the high of things?
Yeah, it's great. I think working hard is a big aspect of the whole game. We worked very, very hard. And even last year, I mean, I know our record didn't show it, but we work very hard in games and people see that. So I think working hard and getting those shots that we need on net and getting more shots, I think help us a lot in the game. You know, it's good to be on that high, like you said. It's great to have that feeling, and I hope it keeps on going. And if we just work hard like we are right now, we'll have that high for a while. So,
all right, Lydia, on to some fun questions. With Christmas coming up, what's your favorite holiday tradition? Do you have one?
Usually getting together with my family is the main one. We usually play a card game or something. We usually play actually Family Feud, which is really fun, and that gets pretty intense when you're with a competitive family that all have played hockey, that want to win, and are fighting to the death. So
sounds like a very intense Christmas at the Passholt household.
Very intense Christmas. The Family Feud game gets pretty scary.
What's at the top of your Christmas gift wish list?
Oh, that's a really good question. I'm not really asking for much this year. It's kind of hard to ask for something, but you know, I think it'd be maybe like some mittens, I guess. It's getting pretty cold here, but my mom always puts these little thin ones in, and I'm kind of need some warm ones. But I have a dog on my wish list, but I think I'll get that after Christmas, and maybe in a year or something. But so that might be way, way out there, but that's, I guess, on a wish Christmas list, if that makes sense.
Lydia, have a Merry Christmas. Good luck in the second half of the season.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too.